Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. The president of the Minnesota Association of Wheat Growers is urging Congress to make the Farm Bill a top priority in 2026. Kevin Leiser says farmers need certainty to plan for the year ahead. He notes there needs to be an adequate safety net for growers.
A lot of guys are holding off doing their fall fertilizer, that type of stuff, because they just can't see putting all that money out there until they know what they're going to plant, and they're kind of searching for what crop might actually work out for this coming year.
Leiser grows several crops in northwest Minnesota and says he's considering changes to his rotation for 2026. Today is Giving Tuesday. MNN's Tasha Radel has more.
Today's initiative takes place every year on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, signaling the start of the year and giving season. It's a global movement that inspires people everywhere to support charities, nonprofits, and community causes, whether by donating, volunteering, or simply spreading the word. This day is a powerful reminder that together we can make a meaningful difference.
The two snowstorms the last week in November brought badly needed moisture to Minnesota. Pete Boulay is with the DNR State Climatology Office.
Because the ground was not frozen before that first storm, so the rain we got before that storm really soaked into the ground nicely, and we'll take precipitation in any form this November, because we were running, about half an inch to an inch below normal.
Boulay says he wishes we would have gotten a little frost in the ground before the measurable snowfall. The Mall of America announced more than 235,000 people visited the mall on Black Friday, making it the busiest on record for the mall. During the busy shopping period of the 26th through the 30th, the mall says more than 500,000 shoppers visited the holiday destination. Shopping traffic increased 8.5% on Black Friday compared to last year and was up nearly 2% higher than the previous record in 2019. Minnesota Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy is expected to start Sunday's home game against Washington. Coach Kevin O'Connell told reporters McCarthy is symptom-free from the concussion that left him out of Sunday's loss in Seattle. McCarthy is returning to practice today. The 4-8 Purple have lost four in a row, while the 3-9 Commanders have dropped seven straight games. Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels could return this week. The Minnesota Timberwolves shoot for the third straight victory when they play the Pelicans tonight in New Orleans. The Wolves rallied past the Spurs 125-112 Sunday night at Target Center. Anthony Edwards led Minnesota with 32 points. New Orleans has lost three in a row. Thousands are expected at Concordia College's 99th annual Christmas concert this weekend. This year's theme, Welcome All Wonders, will feature more than 300 student musicians across five ensembles. Performances run Friday through Sunday at Memorial Auditorium in Moorhead and next Thursday, December 11th, at Orchestra Hall in Minneapolis. This is MNN.